Welcome to September 20th New Moon Shamanic Mentorship Session. I'm glad that you're all here. Oh, and there's Paula who just joined. I think I've mentioned everybody else. I'm trying to say hi to everybody. Ah, that feels good. Have some Palo Santo happening. So yeah, thank you all for being here and smudging and getting grounded. And before I go into into the opening, I just want to apologize for all the technical issues with the emails. We're going to shift our platform to use a new platform so that hopefully that will stop happening. But I'm telling you that we're going to do that because in October we might still have some hiccups. So just bear with us and please be patient. There's a whole matrix that goes on behind the scenes to pull all this together. I thought I would just show up and do some mojo with you and yay, and we'd send out an email beforehand, but it's a whole other world. And we're working out some kinks that are happening, and we're also working it out so that you'll have a technical support email. And that technical support email was having some issues, and that was creating issues with what we've been sending you. So thank you for your patience. We're going to keep getting it ironed out, and hopefully by the next mentorship session, and I want this recorded so that everybody who sees it after the fact will also know what's going on. So if there are some hiccups in 2 weeks with the emails, we will post the link on the Facebook group page. And if you're not on Facebook, we will make sure to get it to you. And if you're having video issues, you want to go down to the bottom left and take care of that, or you want to sign back in again, Elaine. So thanks for your patience with the technical piece. It's, like I said, it's a much bigger tamale than it might sound like. And we are working on it. And I have an amazing new person who's assisting with that. Her name's Madison. You'll see her in the Facebook group page. And we will get it taken care of. So just thank you so much for your patience, because once we get this all ironed out in the next couple weeks, hopefully, then all of that will be smooth. But some of this we're kind of learning as we go, because certain things aren't flowing the way we hope they would flow. And so we're going to get it taken care of. But I really do want to tell you thank you for your patience. It stresses me out, and I don't want it to stress you out. I want you to just relax and enjoy these sessions. So thank you for that. So it's new moon. I'd like to take a minute and ground and set the space and tap in with this new moon energy. It's a new moon in Virgo, I believe, or the sun is in Virgo. Something's in Virgo. I think the moon is in Virgo. I shouldn't even be talking about astrology because it's not what I do, but someone was telling me that this moon is in Virgo, which is actually a great time for action and for getting all your ducks in a row and bringing new things into the world in a very manifested third dimensional way. So if ever you wanted an excuse to do, this is a great time to do it. And what I would like to focus on tonight for this opening is really just stepping into our grounded practice and our being, so that your doing can come from that place of being. And we'll do some connecting in with this new moon energy. And I'd like for you to set some intentions. You can set them just for the next 2 weeks, or for this new moon to the next new moon, 30-ish days if you'd like. Really be sitting with planting some seeds. The new moon technically happened last night, but we're still in the aspects of that. So it's a powerful time to plant some seeds, and especially at this time of harvest and the equinox. And yeah, so let's take a moment and breathe into our bellies. Breathe into your belly, ground your energy. Just take a moment and send those tree roots down into the earth. A Allow yourself to ground. Feel yourself stabilized, nurtured, nourished, supported by having those energetic roots linked into Pachamama. And just really breathe into that. Breathe into those roots going down into the earth. And just allow any stuck energy, any hucha to flow down into the earth. And just let her eat that hucha. Just let go of any busyness or your to-do list. And then allow the energy of the earth to flow back up into you, feeding you, nourishing you, filling you with that life force of Mother Gaia so that you are fully embodied and expansive and grounded. Gracias, Pachamama. Gracias, los árboles. Gracias, la luna y del sol. Gracias, Apukuna, Nyustakuna. Gracias, ancestors. Gracias, Archangeles, Starbeams, Munari. Celestial realms. Thank you to all of our support in the seen and unseen realms. Thank you to my plant teachers. Gracias, la madre ayahuasca. Gracias, Chacuna. Gracias, Huachuma San Pedro. Gracias, Cacao. Gracias, Tobacco, Mapacho, Singaro. Thank you for your good medicine. Gracias, las plantas y las flores. Thank you to the winged ones and the four-leggeds. Thank you to the insect and reptile kingdoms. Thank you to the beings that live in the waters. Thank you for this time of harvest, the shifting of the light, shifting of the energies. Thank you for the abundance that Pachamama brings us daily. And breathe into your belly and activate your personal energetic grid within your body. Even if you're not sure what I mean, just go with what feels good. Activate your personal body, temple, energetic grid. Breathe into that. And then expand that activated grid throughout your house, beyond your house, into your neighborhood and your community. just expanding that activated energy and lighting up, activating the grid of the entire world. See the entire planet lit up and activated, the energetic grid lit up and activated, not the stories, not the trauma, not the drama, the energetic grid, so that you go beyond the story and light that up like laser beams. See it activated and lit up. And then any places on the planet where you feel a sense of it needing more activation, simply set the intention to light up and activate that energetic grid in Mexico City, in Puerto Rico, in the Atlantic Ocean, and in all areas of the planet that need extra special activation and support at this time, supporting the Earth and all beings in those areas with grace and ease. Breathe into your belly. Activating the energetic grid of the entire planet surrounding this earth with Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below. Activating this energetic grid so that we are in medicine world and everything is welcome into this space as pure love and pure medicine. As you breathe into your belly, start finding your way back through that fully activated grid, back to your personal space, back into your body. Contained and grounded in your body with your personal energetic grid still lit up and activated. Setting the intention of any physical healing that you would like to receive, mental healing, energetic support. And if you know the guides that you're working with, invite them to circle up around you in support right there where you are in your personal space. You don't even have to go into your sacred space in the realms. You can simply invite your guides right there to circle up around you. And ask one or two of them or all of them for a gift that will support you right now on your journey. If you're not sure what to do with the gifts you receive, just breathing them into your heart. Integrate them into your heart. Breathe deep into your belly to integrate them. And set your intentions with your guides for this moment, for this time together, and for the next, till the next full moon or the next new moon. Set your new moon intentions with your guides. Let them know what your intentions are. And if you'd like to see yourself planting those seeds, you can visualize yourself planting seeds with your guides. Whew. Medicina, medicina, ma dee 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 dee. Medicina, medicina, ma dee 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 dee. Ma dee 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 dee, ma dee 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 dee. Ma dee 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 dee, ma dee dee dee. La luna, ma di 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 di. La luna, ma di 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 di. Del sol, ma di 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 di. Inti taita, ma di di di. Ma di 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 di, ma di 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 di. Ma di 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 di, ma di 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 di. Intention, intention, 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 ma di 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 di. Ma di 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 di, ma di 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 di. Ma di 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 di, ma di 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 di. Ma di 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 di, ma di 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 di. Ma di 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 di, ma di. Breathe into your bellies. When you have a sense of completion with setting your intentions with your guides, you can breathe into your belly to integrate and activate those intentions into the multiverse, letting go of any attachments, allowing grace and ease in what manifests for your highest and greatest good. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. And if you have a question, something you'd like to work with, let me know. And we will unmute you. You'll want to let us know in the chat down below. Somebody let me know so we can do some individual work that the group receives. Hey, Carrie Lynn. Okay. Let's see if I can. Well, I think Beverly has to unmute you because she's hosting.
I did unmute her.
Yeah, she's not unmuted. Carrie Lynn, unmute yourself if you're muted.
Just give me a second. Let's see what's going on. Are you there?
Yeah, she got it.
There we go.
Can you guys hear me?
Now I can. It's going in.
Or am I still muted?
You're not muted. You were just going in and out a little bit. I can hear you now.
Yeah? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Bloom?
Apparently you can't hear me, so.
I think I'm a.
You are.
Okay.
But can you hear me?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm seeing that message. What I'm working with is learning how to discern what's mine and what's collective. And I know you're specifically designing something to teach to that. But for me, I'm getting on, like, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was getting sick a lot, and I was like sick for 8 months, and then that's coming back up again for me with the big weather stuff that's happening, where I'm feeling physically ill. It's reminding me of being under the weather like I was when I was pregnant with her. And I'm just wondering if there's, what I did with her when I was pregnant was I just breathed through it and went into ceremony, like, by myself, like I did with, was taught by you to do. And I'm just wondering, do I just continue to do that, or am I not learning? Like, am I not, is there a better way?
Sure, that's a great question. How old is she now?
She is almost 11 months.
Okay. So, okay, cool. Paige will be next. So, I want to work with you individually on this, since that's what the mentorship, how that's set up to work so that everybody else can receive. And I'm not going to go into the general overarching how empaths work in the world, because I am coming up with an online course for that. I'm looking away from the camera because you're over here on the screen. I'll try to remember to look here. And so many empaths are feeling overwhelmed, always feeling overwhelmed, and seem especially feeling overwhelmed right now, that I have put together an outline. I'm actually going to type some things up and get it online tonight. That'll be an online course, only about 10 or 12 people. I'm going to keep it really small and private. But it'll be a general working with, you know, is this mine? How do I discern if it's mine? How do I stop feeling overwhelmed by all this energy around me while staying sensitive and able to share my gifts and function in the world? Because to me, that's really what it's about for empaths. There's also this piece of victimhood that's important to track in your own energy field. I say track in your own energy field because you've trained with me. It's important for everybody to track, but if people haven't tracked energy before and haven't trained with me, then they don't necessarily know how to do that. But since you have a better idea of what I mean by that. And so empaths often get caught in this victim place and feel overwhelmed. So they feel like a victim to the energies, and then they can't seem to get out of it, and it spirals. What's interesting, though, as I track the energy as you're talking, is that your daughter is getting very close to her like first year anniversary, and you're actually, it just feels like you're pregnant for 9 months, and now she's been here about 10 months. It feels like there's some circular patterns happening there, right? And so it feels to me that as you come upon her, almost her first year, you're going back into a pattern that started when you were pregnant with her. or maybe it didn't start when you were pregnant with her. Actually, it just got triggered and activated when you were pregnant with her, is actually the counsel I'm receiving. And so if you can bring it back to, let's bring it back to working with her and clearing, because if I had been you and had been pregnant and was sick, I would have cleared cords with her in utero, meaning clearing energetic cords, so that you're not getting sick from her and she's not feeling sick from you, and the two of you could clean up any karmic energy that might be manifesting as feeling physically sick. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you cleared energetic cords with your daughter?
No, when I was pregnant with her, the guidance I was getting was to do it with matrilineally. So I did a lot with my mother.
Yeah. And that's good too. That certainly couldn't have hurt at all. I feel it would be really good.
Did you get that?
I did. Can you hear me talking? Can you hear me talking?
Yes.
Okay. I did get that, and hopefully you can hear me. I kind of need to just keep going. You might have to watch the recording later because you're having issues with your Wi-Fi there, I think, and you're kind of going in and out, but everything's clear on my end. So if you miss anything, catch the recording later, okay? And even for people on the session tonight, even for people on the session tonight who don't have kids, you can do a clearing as I'm doing this clearing with Carrie Lynn, with really anything you feel called to, your little girl self and some illness that you may have had, or little boy self, with a pet, with a nephew, with a niece. So Carrie Lynn, what I'd like to do is clear cords with your daughter, clear any energetic karmic attachments there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. There's a bit of a lapse between what we're doing. So I'll just walk you through it, and don't worry about responding out loud because there's a lapse in the, what's happening. So it'll probably be easier if you just say it in your head and don't respond, because this, your screen keeps freezing up. So everybody breathe into your bellies and close your eyes. And just connect with your portal door. If you'd like to step into your sacred space to do this work, or you can do the work right where you are. The most important thing is to surround yourself with your guides and receive their support. So Carrie Lynn and everybody else, surround yourself with your guides before we do this. You can call in your healing team. You can call in your guides. You can call in ancestors, beings of light, animal totems, plant spirits, archangels, anything you'd like to work with. And so with your guides circled up around you, Carrie Lynn, invite in your daughter. And will you remind me her first name, please?
Floor.
That's right. I should know that. So everybody on the call, just invite in either anything you'd like to clear cords with at this time with grace and ease, especially if there's some mother lineage or some childhood stuff you'd like to clear the energy with it. So, Carrie Lynn, don't say anything out loud. Just repeat after me in your head. I want you to, in your head, say, at this time, I ask your forgiveness, Floor, for any time I hurt you or took your power, intentionally or unintentionally. And at this time, I forgive you, Floor, for any time you hurt me or took my power, intentionally or unintentionally. Throughout lifetimes and timelines, throughout dimensions and realms, I return to you what is yours. I reclaim for me what is mine. I transmute and transform all unhealthy attachments between us. Our energies are free and clear. So be it, it is so. And breathe into your belly. And just allow Archangels Michael and Raphael to clear, cleanse, transmute, and transform with grace and ease any hooks, cords, intrusions, attachments, daggers, karmic contracts that no longer support and serve your highest and greatest goods throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, so that each of you, all of you, are fully and wholly restored to your personal power with grace and ease. And Carrie Lynn, I want you to surround Fleur with her own guides, her own support team in the unseen realms that will take care of her and nourish her and nurture her beyond what you are able to give her. And as you see her surrounded in that support, remember to circle your team around you so that both of you are completely held and nourished and nurtured individually as well as together. And Carrie Lynn, track the energy in your body to where you've been feeling physically unwell. I want you to ask that energy what it needs. And unmute yourself and tell me what you got. There you go.
I got that my body's asking me to not eat meat, which is going to be so hard.
To eat it or to not eat it?
To not eat it.
Mm-hmm. So are you willing to try that and see how that supports in you feeling better?
Yes.
The energy I feel from your daughter, Floor, is she is very much a vegetarian. Are you getting that?
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm going to have to adjust.
Okay. I'm going to end this here because your internet's going in and out so much that it's really hard to work. And I'm going to let Paige step up because she had asked to go next. But Carrie Lynn, you know how to work with what we track tonight. So continue that and let us know how it goes. You can definitely, especially if you work with the products we talked about, you can definitely step away from the meat if that's what your body's telling you to do. Okay. We're going to let you go ahead and either mute yourself or you'll get muted by Beverly. Thanks, Carrie Lynn. Okay. Ms. Paige, are you unmuted?
Yes.
Okay. I think you and I are going to have a little bit easier time. And Carrie Lynn's trained with me, as have you, so she knows some of the things to do, even though we were having a big lapse in the video there. I also want to just mention, that for those of you who are doing clearing with kids or family members, just in case it's not clear to everybody, I want to reiterate that you're not removing these people from your world. You are cleaning up the energy between you and that person, place, situation, or thing. So it's wonderful to clear energetic cords with your kids, your pets, family members, people that you love and adore, especially with people who you love and adore. You want to clear that energy and clean it up so that you have more expansive relationships. There's more spaciousness in your connection with each other. And you don't get caught in cycles of karma, which it's easy to do with family members, probably easier than anybody else, except maybe someone you might choose to be in romantic partnership with. Well, sometimes business partnerships can have a lot of karma too, which is interesting. But especially with kids and parents. So when Carrie Lynn's doing that, I didn't say that, but she knows from training with me that she's not removing her daughter from her world, and she didn't do anything wrong and her daughter didn't do anything wrong. We're just cleaning up the energy. And her name is Flower. And the energy that I feel from Flower is that she's very much a vegetarian. And probably wants her mom to be as well, since she's receiving nourishment from her mom at this time, probably predominantly. So it's great to clear energies. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the world, clearing cords is a great place to start, and starting with yourself individually to kind of shore up your own energy so that the collective energy doesn't feel quite so overwhelming. So I just wanted to put that out there. Okay, Ms. Paige, thank you for your patience.
So I'm not quite sure how to word this, but this has been coming up for me.
Okay.
And I was thinking about diving into it, but then I felt guided to share it here. I've noticed I have a lot of, like, resistance to, I don't know if it's religion or, like, you know, like when somebody says the word God or like church, it just kind of makes me cringe and feel icky. Mm-hmm. But then also I feel guilty at the same time for that, you know, because it's like, I don't know, I resonate more with like source and universe and spirit, you know, and mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess I'm just dealing with like the guilt factor of the religion aspect of it, you know.
What? Tell me a little bit more about this guilt factor. Why is there guilt that it doesn't resonate for you?
I guess because that's just the way that the program has ran for me growing up. You know, so this is the way I was in the past. I was taught, you know, but it just doesn't feel good to me. And I guess the way religion has, you know, treated people, you know, like created these guidelines for people to be, and you have to be in this certain way. And, you know, I just don't necessarily agree with that. Mm. That's been coming up for me.
Yeah. So you grew up in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do a lot of work with people who want to clear that energy or don't even realize they need to clear that energy. And it impedes their moving forward. And I also work with people who just want to be ticked off at the church, which isn't really supportive either. I understand it. It's just more resistance, and we don't want resistance. And so being able to work with the word God and not feel triggered by that, knowing that it's semantics, while also understanding, I mean, I totally understand that the word God has a religious significance and a lot of baggage attached to it. So I generally haven't used the word God very much in my shamanic practice because I know that it has that way of kind of rubbing people the wrong way, because I work with so many people who felt harmed by the church or feel disenchanted with religion. So for me personally, it's been a practice of working with the idea of spirit and consciousness and oneness and the earth and the aliveness of the earth and all of that shamanic understanding, as well as healing my relationship growing up in the church, healing my relationship with the idea of Jesus and Christ consciousness, because Christ consciousness and the teachings of Jesus, I feel, are amazing as any other teacher out there. It's just how they got convoluted over the course of centuries. So it's a practice in creating a healthy relationship between you and Jesus and you and God, G-O-D, allowing yourself to, it's kind of like when people have certain archetypes that they really like. Like somebody might really resonate with witch, and somebody else might really resonate with queen, and somebody else might really resonate with priestess or king or priest or mystic, but they might really not like the other archetypes. So somebody who thinks of themselves as a priestess might not want to be thought of as a witch, or somebody who thinks of themselves as a healer might not want to be looked at as a psychic or whatever. So if we have resistance to that, then we don't fully embody all of our gifts. So for me, it's been a practice in fully embodying my Christ consciousness, my Jesus self, my Mary Magdalene self, while finding the gifts and the medicine that were brought with those teachings. And I have actually cleared cords with religious institutions numerous times. I grew up in the Episcopal Church, was very active as an adult, working with youth groups and working. I worked for two or three different churches. I was an employee doing their youth work because I worked with the kids. I was the rebel, but I was still working within a church. And I got accepted to seminary, a theological seminary up in Virginia, an Episcopal theological seminary. I mean, I was going down that track. I was going down the Jesus track big time. And so for me, I've actually cleared cords with the institution of church and with the institution of religion, just like I would clear cords with a person. And so that's what I would suggest for you. I want to take a minute and figure out if that's something I want to do right now online, because and I'm also being very discerning about the words that I use right now. When you start clearing with institutions, you want to feel really grounded before you do that, because you're really clearing programs and you're rewriting programs and you're stepping out of the matrix. And I think it's wonderful to step out of the matrix. It can also make people feel very ungrounded and create a healing crisis and create a crisis of faith and create a crisis of understanding their place in the world. Because even though you don't want to run those religion institution programs, you're still very unconsciously hooked into them. And so if they all just went away, you might feel a little untethered. And we're used to being tethered. So we can freak out sometimes when we get untethered. Let me take a second and check in if we want to, because I can feel people in the group wanting to clear those cords. Y'all, this might be online, but I can feel you, even if I'm not sitting next to you. I can feel you. Yeah, Natalia's like, let's do it. Okay, well, y'all need to ground for this. This is like urban shamanism online. Like, I don't even know. Back when, like, original shaman back in the day was just, like, digging up bones or whatever they were doing, could they have ever even conceived of this platform? It's just mind-boggling. It's so funny. So, yeah.
I feel very guided to bring this to the group because I was about to dive in and work it, you know, because I feel like there might be a little bit of anger there, too, for me.
But I did. There's often a lot of anger there for people because they put all of their belief and their eggs into that basket and they want to feel that unconditional love that we're told Jesus Christ brought, but then the institution doesn't always live up to that. And there are some amazing Christians on the planet. There are some amazing Christians on this planet. So I'm not poo-pooing anybody that just wants to be part of a church. At the same time, institutions tend to bring a lot of baggage. And so we're talking about the institution in general. And this is a really good conversation to have. What's interesting is I've been seeing a lot of cardinals lately, which is probably why this is coming up tonight. Cardinals, and I see a lot of cardinals a lot, but I've found two cardinal feathers. And I don't usually find cardinal feathers. They don't tend to drop them as much for some reason, or I don't find them. And cardinal, the totem is very much, it's a lot of things. It's about getting attention or someone's trying to get your attention and being seen and being noticed. But it also has to do with like the church and like the cardinals of the Catholic Church, as an example, and healing your relationship with the church and bringing a new relationship to the idea of spirituality and religion in a way that resonates for you. So I would highly encourage bringing cardinal into that experience and working with that. Have you been seeing cardinals a lot lately?
It was actually like one of my totems, one of my guides that I work with.
Okay. Well then, yeah, then you would definitely want to heal this. So let's do some clearing with that. We're just going to do it like a cord clearing, but we're going to do it. Oh, yeah, if you didn't grow up with a religious institution, Gina's asking. I almost said Jesus is asking. Gina is asking. Actually, Jesus was had his hand up. Even if you didn't grow up in the church, you can clear cords with religious institutions because everybody's connected. We're all connected. And even if you didn't grow up in the church, you felt this infiltrate. You celebrate Christmas every year, whether or not you went to church or not, or your community does, or your neighbors do, like Easter, all these things. Like it's there regardless of whether you grew up in the church or not. So you can still clear cords with these institutions and get your energy clear, even if you didn't grow up in the church. And that'll simply help you remain free and clear of the, collective attachment to these institutions. So we're just going to do a real basic clearing here because I don't really want to get into the whole matrix juju quite yet. Let's start gentle and grace and ease and help do that. So, but that was a great question, Gina, because I didn't think in terms of people who hadn't grown up in the church, but we're all under the guise of the church. Ultimately, our Gregorian calendar is set up because of the church. Like, I'm trying to think. There's so much stuff that we do because the Catholic Church or the church in general set it up that way. Even our government, it's just all connected. So it doesn't matter if you grew up in a physical church or not. So you ready, Paige? since you brought this mojo. So everybody breathe into your bellies. Ground your energy. Just really take a moment and ground your energy and flow those energetic roots into the earth. I really want you to ground. Ground, ground, ground. Okay, Paige, you're making a lot of noise. Get still, everyone. Ground. And breathe into your belly. And send those energetic roots into the earth and receive that nourishment from Pachamama so that you feel really held and really safe. Circle up your guides around you. And if you know how to shamanic journey with me, some of you might be new and still learning, but I want you to step through your portal door into your sacred space so that you are in a beautiful sacred space where you're completely safe, completely held, and only your medicine is in that place. Your guides, your teachers, your support team. And in your safe, sacred space, only what you allow to be in that space can be there. You're always safe and you're always taken care of. And as you're connecting with your guides and you have them circled up around you, let's call in the totem of cardinal. You might see a little one. You might see a group of them. You might see a really huge one. It might be a little bit more amorphous, whatever you get. But call in that cardinal bird totem to support and assist in transmuting and healing our collective and personal relationship and energetics with the idea of religion and religious institution. Paige, can you mute your thing? And as you're connecting with Cardinal, see if Cardinal has a gift for you that will support you in bringing healing and ease to this situation. And whatever you get from Cardinal is perfect. And if you're not sure what it is, that's okay. Just receive it. If you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart. Breathe into your belly to integrate it. And once you've received that gift from Cardinal, breathe into your belly, ground in your sacred space, surround yourself with your guides and your support. I'm going to send my healing team to circle up around each of you, and the Munari will be a part of that healing team to support and assist in this clearing and activation. So I would ask that you remain open so that you have that added support from my healing team. However you see them and feel them is perfect. They're going to be joining each of you right now so that there is added support and clarity in this process. And breathe into your bellies, and you're all muted, so you can repeat out loud if you'd like. I want you to say, at this time, I ask forgiveness of any religious or spiritual institutions, churches or synagogues that I have hurt or taken your power, intentionally or unintentionally. Breathe into your bellies. And then repeat after me, at this time, I forgive any and all religious institutions, churches, and synagogues, spiritual institutions of any kind that have hurt me or taken my power, intentionally or unintentionally. All of this is done, cleared, cleansed, and transformed with grace and ease throughout lifetimes and timelines, throughout dimensions and realms. I return to those institutions what is theirs. I reclaim for me what is mine. I am fully and wholly restored to my power. Our energies are free and clear. I am free. I am clear. And I am safe. Right now. With grace and ease. So be it. It is so. And just breathe into your bellies, allowing my healing team and support team, Archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Ariel, to support and assist with grace and ease in clearing, cleansing, transmuting, and transforming any and all energetic hooks, cords, attachments, intrusions, daggers, karmic contracts, vows, promises, partnerships, contracts that have been signed, agreed to, verbally created between you and any religious, spiritual, church institutions that are no longer supporting and serving your highest and greatest good, so that your energies are truly free and clear with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. Breathe into your bellies, ground your energy, and allow all of that to be cleared, cleansed, transmuted, and transformed. If you have a sense of things emptying out or your body feeling like it's emptying and clearing, then activate your energetic grid. Fill those spaces with light. And I will call upon the assistance of the support in the unseen realms that I just mentioned to also activate and fill those spaces with light so that you are free and clear. And breathe into your bellies. And for those who'd like to take it a little bit deeper, with all of the support around you, set the intention that any programs you are running that have to do with any religious or spiritual institutions that you do not choose to run are deactivated at this time, and the Minari will support and assist in gracefully, joyfully deactivating any religious, spiritual, institutional programs that you have been running that are not supporting and serving your highest and greatest good anymore. And breathe into your bellies, because that's a big one. And setting the intention that you activate programs of your spirituality as you understand it that support your highest and greatest good, your evolution, your growth, your expansiveness, your love, your spaciousness, your healing, your understanding, your wisdom. Asking the Minari to support and assist in activating those programs of love, inclusion, compassion, spiritual understanding, spiritual wisdom, spiritual depth, spiritual awakening into a new paradigm, pure love and pure medicine, with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, realms, and multiverses. Breathe into your bellies. And Paige, I want you to track the energy in your body of where the guilt has been hanging out. And when you find that guilt, ask it what it needs. And if anybody else feels guilty about all of that, or feels anxiety, or whatever you feel, just track it into your body, find it, and ask that energy, what do you need? And when you get an answer, let me know, Paige. Just unmute yourself and share what you get from that guilt. What does that guilt need? Oh, we need Beverly to unmute Paige. Okay, I can hear you now.
Compassion. Mm-hmm. More compassion.
So tell Diamond, sit with that for a minute. What is that? How does that look to that guilt? And where is that guilt in your body?
In my heart.
Hmm. So take a minute and check in with that. What does it mean by compassion when it asks you for compassion?
I guess maybe I've been judgmental towards the institution and religion.
Mm.
And maybe because I feel that myself, I've been kind of putting that out there.
So take a minute and connect with that guilt in your heart and just ask it, what does it need? What kind of compassion does that guilt in your heart need?
Hmm. I keep getting understanding.
Hmm. You know, and so that might be towards the sense of, like, religion, but it's also towards understanding yourself, being compassionate to yourself and understanding yourself and allowing yourself to shift and change and evolve what you believe in and what's important to you, regardless, beyond religion, allowing your life to expand beyond what the culture and the collective says is okay sometimes. And being compassionate with yourself and being understanding with yourself while also learning to understand what feels right and good and true for you and being open and compassionate and loving to that. And even when everything else around you says, what are you doing? We're all doing this. Bah, bah, you know, the sheeple thing. And again, there's nothing inherently wrong with religion. There's nothing inherently wrong if someone feels called to Christianity and it really opens their heart and they live in that Christ consciousness and they really live and embody the teachings, that's very different than the institution that has its own set and ways of doing things. So keep connecting. If that guilt comes up again, you really want to connect with it and hold it and hug it like a child and integrate it into your heart, into pure love and pure medicine, like a soul retrieval. So that it can shift and transmute and transform. Because some of that guilt might also be, depending on what particular slice of Christianity you grew up in, there might be a lot of religious guilt that you grew up with and fear. My birth family is priests and missionaries and ministers. And when I cleared my cords with that lineage and all of those religious people, they were screaming at me in the realms. Ancestors were screaming at me that I was going to hell and that I was going to be damned. And like, there was a lot of guilt and shame and stuff. And this was years ago, but they were mad. I was supposed to carry that torch of fear and hellfire, damnation kind of, you know, way of being with Christ consciousness. And that doesn't relate to me. That doesn't resonate for me. So some of that guilt might be guilt that you picked up growing up in that institution. So that's something to sit with and bring some compassion and healing to as well. Okay. It might not just be guilt of, oh, I don't believe that way anymore. So I just want to put that on your radar as well. Do you feel good with that? Okay. And Natalia, you had said that you had a lot of physical pain come up. Physical pain can come up. That's what I was talking about. It can create healing crisis, which is why I like to check in, and I'm a little reticent to do big clearings like that, even though we did a very basic one. I will tell you that a lot of the women, I'd have to check in and see what men are on the call. I don't know if Jack is on the call. I haven't looked, but since it's mostly women, many of you have been witches in past lives and other lifetimes. Many of you are witches now, but you've been witches and you've even simply been medicine women or women who knew how to heal with herbs. And so they called you a witch and, you know, did what they did, the patriarchy or the powers that be. So there was a lot more that was coming up energetically wanting to heal, but I didn't really want to open up that whole can of worms today. I wanted to just stick with the particular question at hand because that is a big institution to start with. And again, as we clear our energy with the institutions, then you can actually create peace and harmony in your heart with religion and church and all of that and not feel, have to feel triggered or negativity around it. And actually spirit is counseling me. I don't have this on gallery view, but I hope Lisa, you're still here. She is. Spirit is counseling me to share with you all as well that if you have spent a lot of time in hospitals, it's a good idea to clear cords with, the institution of like Western medical, Western medical is great, but if you've had to spend a lot of your life, like I have a friend who spent most of her childhood in hospitals, and we just really had to clear energy with hospitals. We had to clear cords with hospitals just across the board because she'd spent so much time there that she just needed to clean up the energy as an adult to be truly healthy. And she had been picked up a lot of programs growing up with doctors telling her about her body that she needed to clear those programs. That may not resonate for everybody, but I just wanted to use a different example besides church. And again, there's nothing wrong with the institution of hospitals. It's simply cleaning up the energy in any programs that people might have picked up. Maybe you went to the hospital with a grandparent and it scared you to be in the hospital as a four-year-old. And maybe you need to do a little soul retrieval and clean that up. You know, a lot of people have fear of dentists, fear of hospitals, fear of doctors. This is all good stuff to just start working with that cord clearing recording and clean it up so that you don't feel overwhelmed or frightened and you're not acting or behaving from fear. But to circle back around a little bit to the witch piece, there is, and at the risk of ticking off some of my beautiful witches, there's some clearing that needs to happen there with covens and the spirit, the magical spirituality, the sorceresses, the wizards. You may have been male in other lifetimes. You may have been female in other lifetimes. Doesn't matter. We might have done something funky to somebody or somebody might have done something funky to us. And so we want to clean it up with all groups, covens, communities, spiritual communities, especially any communities or circles that came together to do things against other people And the church did things against a lot of witches. So some of you might experience physical pain when we're doing that clearing. If you were a witch and you were hung or burned, or the church did something, you know, to you back in the day, you might have been, you might be tapping in with another lifetime where you were the one actually judging people as witches. The truth is, all of those lifetimes are happening. I don't know what the truth is. Cancel clear that. That's complete BS. I have no clue what the truth is. My experience is that I have gone back and done healing around being a witch and being murdered for being a witch. I've gone back and done healing around being in covens or circles where they turned against me or I did funky stuff to them. I've done clearing with sorcerer energy and sorceress energy, wizard and wizardress. I've done clearing with being the one wielding the gavel saying, you're a witch, you're going to be burned. We have connection with all those energies. We like to think that we were only the nice guy back in the day, but we were all the guys back in the day. We were all the gals back in the day. It just depends on which stream of the energy you're linking in with. And there will be times where you feel yourself linked in as a perpetrator. There'll be times when you feel yourself linked in as a victim. There'll be times when you feel yourself linked in as a savior. And ultimately, we just want to clean all that up. So even if you never felt like you ever did anything funky in any other lifetime, we're still connected with all of those energies because we're all one energy. I kind of got into a whole big thing there, so I hope this is making sense. But ultimately, if you've only been clearing as I was a witch, I was murdered for being a witch, I want to clean that up, you need to go back and clear all the other stuff too. Clear the clear that you may have been the one saying burn the witches, because we're all one energy, which means that energy runs through all of us, perpetrator, savior, and victim. So you might have been a, you know, a cardinal in the Catholic Church who did all this stuff, and maybe you're having some issues with the church now. You might have just, you know, all of it. You could have been any and all of those things. So for me personally, I just clear energetics with all of it. I take full responsibility because as a tribe of humanity, my energy is also connected with the perpetrators who did those things. My energy is also connected with the victims. My energy is also connected with the people who tried to help them. My energy is connected with all of it. So I just want to put that on your radar. That's a big thing to talk about. And so don't worry if it didn't all sink in. Just work with that cord clearing. The main thing I want to tell you is don't write stories. Let me rephrase that. Don't get attached to stories. If you want to go back and do a cord clearing where you may have been, you know, burned for your beliefs for whatever reason, do that, but don't get attached to the story. Just clean it up. If you want to go back and clean it up where you may have been the one who was the perpetrator, just go back and clean it up, but don't get super attached to the story because it's not your story right now. It's simply a story and an energetic timeline that we're going to clean up. People get real attached to, well, I was Cleopatra in a past life, so now I just have to be a bitch. I can't help myself. I mean, I think somebody actually said that to me, and I tried not to just laugh. You can be whoever you were in a past life, but it doesn't give you the excuse to behave a certain way now. We want to clean all that up. You know, you may have been a warrior in a past life, so maybe you're kind of more hardcore now, and you feel much more protective of people, and maybe you're a little bit more aggressive than other people, but that's only an opportunity to go, I'm an awesome warrioress, warrior, protector, and I also want to balance that with all of the other archetypes. So don't let your connection to this idea of past lives be an excuse to get sucked into it or to feel like that you're stuck a certain way because these other experiences happened. So I know people have been commenting, and we are actually at the end of our time. I will answer a couple quick questions, but I have to get my granny glasses. Oh, good, Lisa, that's great. Yeah, clear any cords before your last trip, October 4th, surgery. And if you would like support, just post in the group, and we'll send our healing teams. Oh, good. I'm glad that helped, Paige. Jen is saying, would you recommend cord clearing video to use with any of these things that we need clearing? Yes, you could totally use the cord clearing. You'll probably, I got a private message here, which I can't figure out how to open. Sorry about that, Shanti. I'll have to just connect in with you later. You can use the cord clearing for anything. And if you're using the recording on the YouTube channel, on my YouTube channel rather, just pause it if you need to pause it. If I'm going too fast, just pause it, do what you need to do in the realms, and then press play. Okay. So yeah, but I want to reiterate before we leave tonight, yes, we can, just to access the cord clearing video, go to YouTube and just look up Bloom Post, but I'll try to remember to post it in the group as well. Remember to ground, 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 because there's a lot of energy flying around and you're all very empathic and intuitive and psychic and sensitive and open and gifted. And I really want you to ground and feel really safe and secure before you just start clearing cords with the multiverses. At the same time, you go into your sacred space. Also, you can, if you forgot, you can close the door to your sacred space right now. Let's take a moment. Great. Come out of your sacred space, close the door. You don't really need to do that, but it gives you a sense of clear energy so that you are grounded and back in your space and you feel quote unquote protected, even though we all know you don't need protection. So that was a lot of good stuff. That was very unexpected. It's always fun. Oh, Melina joined us. I'm trying to see if I missed anybody. There's somebody on the phone. Oh, there's Jack. He is here. Hey, Jack. We got our priest king warrior on the phone here. So I think I said hi to everybody. That might be Summer. I'm not sure. If so, hello. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Beverly, for hosting. Mwah. Talk to y'all soon. Have a beautiful evening. Thanks so much for being here. Leave meeting.